Happy salmon. Anyway, it's late. It's 7:37. Hey, this is the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show at 7:37. It's like 2 hours later than normal. My boy was upset. It's 5:30. You can't dump 5 a.m. You can't do. I'm not going to do the show. Not 5 a.m. I'm not going to do the show. Anyway, good morning. It is Sunday. It is 7:37, and this is the 5 a.m. Mester Scrum Show. Here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical and practical way. And we do it so you get home to your family and friends to help you add value to your customer, grow your business, maybe make some money on the side, do some more things, and balance work and life, right? And at the same time, have some fun as we do it. So today's episode, it's going to be short and just one thing. I posted up some videos on LinkedIn and we did a TikTok yesterday. We're going to do a TikTok today. I think Eddie wants to do a TikTok. We're going to try to do more TikToks. And about cleaning up the Delaware River, I saw a gentleman out there in the UK and he had inspired me to do this. I always had it in my mind. I saw him do it. I said, what the heck? I'm going to do it too and get that working. And sometimes you just need see somebody doing something to make you think about it. So the guy over there in UK is Mike Scotland. He started doing a cleanup community kind of thing going on. So I had the same idea. Actually, I have a website that I have another one of those multiple ideas that are out there for the community and helping to do that. Actually, I got it all canned and haven't done it. Maybe I'll start it this summer. But I got a lot of things going on, so it's kind of hard to do them all. And as we learned in Agile, you have to prioritize what you're going to do. Boy, sticking his tongue at me. And but what I wanted to tell you is that, so in the video, we went out and cleaned up the Delaware River. I applied. I'm a geeky Agile guy. At my whole life, I've been thinking Agile. That's why it was so easy for me to adapt to this stuff. So I treated it very Agile-like. Haven't been to the river in a while. I had a vision. My vision was that when we want to go out maybe once a month, this is my thought for this community project, go out down the river and help clean up. Once a month after a full moon and at the next low tide. That way the moon raises the water level as high as it's going to go, brings all that trash up high, and then sinks really low and then leaves it on the beach. And it usually happens pretty quickly. So the idea then we go on the beach and clean up all the plastic and stuff before it gets washed in the ocean. And I really wasn't sure how much it would go and make it all crazy. Like, so I wanted to start out small, experiment, get an idea for what's out there. And I did. We took 3 trash bags, spent about 40 minutes. Shouldn't take more than an hour. If you have a lot of people, it'll take 30 minutes, to be honest with you, to be done. And just to clean off that trash that floats up to the top. Realize I should take a pocket knife so I can cut some of the trash out because it's stuck with fishing line, you know. So what it was this an experiment or a scrum or a sprint or spike, which I love spikes, to see what it would be like, what things need to be taken care of before you go full up. And it's also not waterfall, where in waterfall, you have to have everything planned out. You got to know everything there is. You can't start. You got to do this and do all this stuff, right? The only thing I got to work with my boys, the name of the group we're going to do. And so went out there and learned some stuff, right? Took some feedback back. How long did it take? Wasn't it? Learned there's a lot of drug needles out there on the river. Lots of them. And even some crack. Yeah, crack. So I'd had some serious father-son conversations out there on what to do. Like, don't touch this kind of thing if you see it. And showing them the needles. Come get dad. Dad will pick it up. Because, I mean, it's plastic. They'll pick it up. And little red caps to cover the needles. And some needles didn't have little red caps. And they're just sitting there. Kind of thinking little things to think about. Going out there just scoping it out. What it's like. It's been a while. Because when I was a kid, the only thing we had to worry was rusty nails and broken glass. Now I got freaking drug needles. Great. So I don't want to be telling all these parents out there, their families go out there and pick up trash in the river and everybody die. Literally, die from being stuck by a drug addict needle. So that would be bad. So just thinking things I might want to put in there, like wear steel toe shoes with the steel sole, just in case. You know, I really advise people do not walk in the bushes in these parks anymore, because people are just shooting up and then taking the needle and throwing it in the bushes. It's sad, but it's true. It's part of life, I guess. Life has changed. But anyway, I took a very agile approach. Wanted to go out there, try it out, check it out, see if my theory was correct before I invest a lot of time and money, probably money, but mostly time, into making it real, right? You test it out. And that's the beauty of the agile. Now, I'm going to do small, do it free, just, you know, we're just going to do it, see what happens, see who shows up. Keeping the MVP, what adds value, to a minimum, and see how long it takes, and kind of set it up for. It's not a giant thing. And then I want to keep it small, right? I love small. I love little time boxes. I want to do it where it's not like, come out all day and you spend all day doing everything. No, it's like a half hour. As you're jogging along the trail, we're going to do this for a half hour, put some bags out, clean up stuff along the trail, take the bags, put it near the trash can, and go jog. Go off and do your thing, right? I did have one lady thank us for doing what we're doing. I said, you know, I was appreciative, but I'm like, you know, you can get down here and pick up the trash too. It ain't hard. I got a 6-year-old doing it. But no, they kept running by. But it was neat. We saw a woodpecker. Showed Eddie some muskrats where they chew through the trees and cut the trees down. It's pretty interesting. So, but anyway, you can apply Agile and Scrum to pretty much everything you do. I'm a firm believer. Some people say it's, you know, when it applies to software, the Agile Manifesto. And I'm like, no, it applies to a lot of things. And I can make the argument what I just did with my boy out there cleaning up the river very much so applies to the Agile Manifesto, right? But interactions and, you know, having working software, which is actually doing it. I don't need some giant spec to find out, but it's good to know, right? Or documentation. And had a plan, but the plan changes, right? Didn't need all that. I just needed 3 bags. My plan, I mean, I just need 1 bag for what we did. Got pretty much filled it up. I brought 3 bags. Plan changes, right? It was cold out. And we missed the day. It was the full moon after the low tide full moon. It was raining like crazy outside, so we weren't going to go out there. So this is the next weekend after that. So the plan changes. You have an idea, kind of shape it where it's going to go. So everything really applies. And with that, I'm going to say happy scrumming. Go have some fun. Go join. Have some time with family and friends. Enjoy the weekend. And that's why we do this show, right? We help you come up with ways with using Agile and Scrum to get your work done so you can do stuff like we did with my kid. And you can do it with your community, right? There's other things out there. There's lots of stuff. So it's not all about work. There's a lot of things out. And that's more balancing work and life. It's like, yeah, no work-life balance, work all the time. I'm like, no, it's not true. And if you do, I hope we bring you into the dark side of having more of a life outside of work. We're the dark evil side. Come to us. The dark evil side of having life after work and doing things that make you feel good. And we all need to do it because apparently people throw stuff out. As Eddie says, people are messy. We need to help those messy people. Thumbs up. Ring the little bell. And hope to see you soon. See you tomorrow, Monday, with more real agile, quote, agile and scrum stuff and more topics. Take care. Bye.